You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed, Roy. Good morning, boys and girls. It is a happy Tuesday, or as the Yasmin would say, every day is a happy day, really. So it's great to be with you this morning. It is the 5th of December. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're just about a minute after 7. We're going to be entertaining you going right through till 10 o'clock this morning, so hope you can stick around for a while. We don't want to be lonely, do we? Of course we don't. Anyway, let's see. Have we got anybody of interest born on the 5th of December? We do indeed. A great, life wouldn't be so much fun without him, really, would it? Walt Disney was born on this day. The year was 1901. He was an American film producer, director, screenwriter, voice actor, animator, entrepreneur, entertainer, and international icon. Well known for his influence in the field of entertainment during the 20th century, along with his brother, Roy O. Disney. And he was co-founder of Walt Disney Productions, which has become one of the best-known motion picture producers in the world. Not to mention all those beautiful places to go and have a bit of fun.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
for Retro getting us off on this Tuesday morning. It was Caroline Esmeralda van de Leeuw. And she comes from Amsterdam in Holland. Known for the music project, which is Caro Emerald, which is just who we just played, latterly the Jordan. It's a Dutch pop and jazz singer, or she is, who mainly performs in English, active since 2007. She rose to prominence in 2009 with her debut single, which was Back It Up, followed by the one we just played, A Night Like This, which topped the charts in the Netherlands. Here's a bit of good advice for you. Live every moment. Comes from Mario Speedwagon.
Yeah. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's what it's called. It's called Sing a Little Song, and it comes from Mr. Desmond Decker, and that is a request from Christopher this morning, Christopher Boatman. Good to hear from you, Chris, and thank you very much for all your good wishes. And, well, that has brought us sort of almost exactly to 15 minutes after 7 o'clock, which is when we get in the shower together. How nice. Don't know most of it. Anyway, what do we got for you? Something from a group for a change. They're called Mud. Soon get rid of them in the shower.
Thank you.
There we go. Yes, the band out of the UK called Mud and Tiger Feet. And, well, I guess about time, there you go, get you off and on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. Tell you what, I'm a little bit sort of this morning. Well, it's because I haven't had a coffee. And I can't have a coffee either because I'm going into Paitia Hospital for a little bit of a surgery. Nothing too drastic. It's a hernia thing. So I'm going in to have that sorted out today. So only clear liquids, like water. There. So that's it. So it won't be perhaps quite as jolly or as hyper. If I have been. And talking of coffee, we've got guests coming in with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning from Kiva Coffee. Young guys set up a great coffee blend, so we're going to be talking to them a little bit later on. And Ingrid said she's in town. She's going to pop in during the 9 o'clock hour to say hello and see how we're all doing, which is rather nice. Now she's in town. Take a good Tamla Motown song. Give it the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra touch. Cool is that? Martha Reeve from the Vandellas together with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and dancing in the street. Keep you an eye on the time, 23 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Bottom of the hour, as we do, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines. And at 8, 9 o'clock, local news. And as I said, our guests coming in at 8 and Ingrid coming in at 9. Another birthday today, Hilary Koprowski. Was born on this day. The year was 1916. A Polish virologist and an immunologist active in the United States and inventor of the world's first effective live polio vaccine. So that's a good one. Very important one, that one. Some places it's making a bit of a comeback, polio. Need to be careful. This is Panau, PNAU.
We love all the ones that we
go, yes. Up to Fifth Dimension, and Up, Up, and Away. And before that says A-E-I-O-U, and that is Panal. And they're together, what's it they're together with on that? Let's see if I can just quickly check, because I was just reading it up. It, yeah, they were together with the Empire of the Sun. There we go. I knew it was there somewhere. I tell you what, it's just around about the bottom of the hour. We can take a quick break, and we'll be back with some of the local, well, no, some of the international news headlines for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Mr. Rod Stewart and Love Touch. By the way, that is the theme, of course, from Legal Eagles. And time-wise, we are just coming down to 18 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And remember, got some friends coming in from Keep a Copy in the next hour, probably around about 8.25, 8.30, chatting to us about their brand, how it all started. So I'm rather sort of intrigued about that, so we'll be chatting to them. And Ingrid is going to pop in the last hour of this morning's programme. So, yeah, do stick around. Plenty to keep you occupied till 10 o'clock this morning. Not to mention, of course, great music.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, taking my spoken to the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the.
There we go, Imagine Dragons and Believer. Right, let me see. What am I going to tell you? Oh, yes. You know what Christmas crackers are? When we went to the British Ball on Saturday night, they had things called crackers. How many of you know about crackers? Yes. Okay, what do you do? And by the way, they had to come by ship because they've got little things inside which go poof. It's like a tiny explosion. It wouldn't do any damage, but they have to come in by ship because they wouldn't want those on the aircraft. Anyway, they had them. Christmas crackers for the British Ball. It was great fun. But what you do is inside is a little gift and a joke and a hat you have to wear. I didn't wear mine because it would ruin my hair. And that wasn't all. My cracker didn't have a little gift in it. Everybody else on the table did. Anyway, inside you get these jokes. Yes, they're sort of typically sort of English-type jokes. Here's a couple that came out of one of the crackers. What do snowmen wear on their heads? Yeah? What do snowmen wear on their heads? Ice caps? Ba-boom. Hang on, I'm going to need some help here. Hold on. Have I got a... This will do. Right, the next one. What did Adam say the day before Christmas? Ha ha! It's Christmas Eve! Eve, Adam. Thank you. Christmas Eve. Yes, there you go. See, oh, here's another one. Trivia. Well, this is a trivia question. How many continents are there in the world? Okay. There's one for you to have a think about. WhatsApp me and tell me if you know the answer to that. And the number is simple. It's 677-188-22. 677-188-22. And how many continents are there in the world? There's no price. No, I'll mention your name now. All right. But they're good fun. They pass time, don't they? So, yeah. How many continents are there? I know what incontinent is. Right, moving on back to the music. Inhaler. Totally. There we go. It's called Totally, and it's from Inhaler. By the way, if you know those contours, just see somebody sent in a message here. Let me see. Oh, this is interesting. Let me see. Because I have a list of... let me put my piece of paper. Here it is. I have a list here. Seven continents. And let's see, because... we've got Marva. Good morning to you, Marva. Always lovely to hear from you. And she says six, because the Arctic, she says, was removed, apparently, because it's just water. But I don't have Arctic here. I do have the other one, the Antarctic. I think that's it, the Arctic and the Antarctic. We've got Africa, Antarctica, Asia, Australia, Europe, North America, and South America. But that's interesting, Marva. Check on that. Anyway, six or seven? They say seven. Marva say six. I'll stick with Marva. I don't want to get her cross. Thank you very much, Marva. Great to hear from you. Right, let's go back to the music. It's an oldie.
Romantic. When you're far away, I'm always blue. If you want me to remain romantic, here are all the things you have to do.
Yes, and that was a gentleman whose name was PJ Proby, and the song was Hold Me. And, well, I tell you what, don't forget, using what's it called? I was going to say Yappy, it's not Yappy. Can use Yappy if you like, I'll give you the number. The WhatsApp number, 677-1822, 677-1822. Always happy to hear from you. None of that. Don't forget, you can always send a request to somebody else if you like, or just for yourself.
This is a radio message to my baby. And I'm begging her. I'm sorry for lying to you. And
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And indeed, a big welcome back to this morning's breakfast show. I played a track yesterday. I said I was sort of hunting around, and I came across what they call these mashups. So a lot of them are very, very clever. I played one yesterday. I got another one for you right now, so it's mashup time here on The Breakfast Show. It's called I Was Made for Boogie. I Was Made for Boogie Wonderland, Earth, Kiss, and Fire.
We'll be right back.
There we go. There's this morning's mashup. I was made for Boogie Wonderland, Earth, Kiss, and Fire. 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Take one more track. This is Ultravox. Then we're going to check in with Ingrid. There's Ultravox and Dancing with Tears.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, I'm here. Woo-hoo. Yes, indeed. I made my drive in last night. Well, actually, yesterday morning. No traffic except around the Caparita area. That's when it slows down because that construction is really getting bigger. But what a beautiful day. It is back to normal here in Panama City. Hey, Jerry. Can I come and sit with you and Yaz for a little while today? Would you mind if I came and sat with you guys and just probably talked way too loud for your microphone and said probably very embarrassing things to each other? All right. Okay. Well, I'm here with the Aussie. He's over there on the sofa doing his thing. I spent last night with the the Franchine and the Vernon man. Oh, my goodness, it was a delightful evening. Cracked open a bottle of red wine. Red wine. She is so fine. Boy, that woman, she do like her red wine. I tell you, she is a piece of work, that one, and I love her dearly. And she's got the most beautiful little dog, Trina, that looks like one of those Barbie doll stuffed animal dogs that just almost never moves. Sweet as can be. Of course, when I get home, that Miss Chelsea, she's going to be all pissed off at me because I'm going to smell like another woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something nasty like that. Well, lots of work to do. I, 2 o'clock in the morning, got my text message from my Dubai office and had to get up and do some work. So I got that all straightened away. Good thing, because I got to get back to work, go into an office at 10. I don't know, go see maybe you, Jerry, maybe you, yes. Be prepared to be scared. Never mind. I'll scare you when I see you. All right, having a cup of coffee, getting some salt and some alcohol, spraying alcohol all over my hands. The lovely woman who came to clean the house today came in going, and I was like, oh, are you enferma? She goes, sí, gripe. And I'm like, okay, I went into my room, closed the door, and started spraying everything I touch. All right, you guys keep spraying what you touch. I don't want to get sick in case I have to travel back to Estados Unidos to see my mama. You take care, and hopefully see you soon. Back to you in the studio.
Across the wall, and it's in between.
And there we go, yes, another cup of coffee. We were just having a chuckle here. Our guests are with us here this morning from the group. Because I get things wrong. Kiva, is that how you pronounce it?
Kiva State.
Kiva State, okay. There we go. Excellent. Well, we've got the photographer, Hiram. We've got Julio, good morning.
Good morning.
And we've got Louise with us as well. Good morning to you, Louise.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
That mic isn't... I tell you what, why don't you share the mic? Just swing that one. Well, this,
right.
I'll have to... Yeah, there we go.
Somewhere. Yeah. Whoa. Oh, whoa.
Whoa, there you go. Yeah. Anyway, nice. It's great to have you with us. Because Hiram I've known for some time. And I went along to... The coffee event they had at the Holiday Inn.
Correct.
Right? And met you guys there. All right, let's start with a little bit of history on Kiva Estate.
Well, basically, Kiva Estate started as just an idea. Some friends of us that most of the partners went to school together. And while we grow up, we're deciding to do something. And when we started to search what to do, we found a common passion, something like coffee, something that will bring people together, something that will get you to talk about,
right.
Something that you can be proud of making.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to develop that and align with trying to keep more of the environment. So we try to... Our mission or our vision is more likely to create what's the best for the environment and hoping that the land give us the best of them. So we also take the challenge because most of the people say, no, you have some coffee, some Arabica coffee. That's the most famous one, famous Panama Geisha. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to keep it a little difficult. So we decided to do a coffee conifera, commercially known as Robusta.
Okay.
And it has like a bad rep. So besides that bad rep, we decided what will happen if we took this bad kid or this bad boy and just nourish him, give him all the needs that he requires. What will happen? And thankfully, it turned out pretty well. It turned out pretty cool. It has been very responsive. It has been a very delightful kind of coffee. And also, at the same time, it resembles the coffee that was made from our grandparents, at least from my grandmother.
Sure.
My grandmother used to drink this type of coffee. It's a type of strong coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the tea-like that most people know, but it is a...
It's coffee.
It is coffee.
I listen to so many, people that they talk about coffee. Well, you've got the essence of raspberry, and you can, taste the hummingbird as it flies past. Nobody mentions coffee.
It's true.
To me, coffee is good. Gets you going.
Coffee's
in the morning.
Bold.
Bold. There you go. And everybody said, well, you're English. I don't drink tea very much. I should do, but I love my coffee. But look, here's a question for you, because you said, we were deciding what we were going to do when we were older or whatever. I mean, it's not the sort of profession or that you would just jump into, because first of all, you've got to grow the coffee bushes or trees. Then you've got to make sure you get your fruit from the tree. So, I mean, how did you go about sort of starting up? I mean, did you take over an existing thing, or just start it again from scratch?
There is a historical part to this area. Our farm is in Tuaure, and historically, two of the associates, their family has currently family in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So they mainly were with cattle. That was their bread and butter. So in our case, we went through this route. We wanted something different.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted something with plants, agriculture. I mean, we have what is known here as Marca País, like Panama as a brand.
Exactly.
When you when you talk about coffee, it has a very high prestige. So we don't really want to let that down.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're going with Robusta. Robusta is a different deal. It's like if you're looking for Arabica, go for Arabica. Mm-hmm. If you want a bolder cup, something that reminds you more like what your grandpa drank, mm-hmm. that would be us. That would be Robusta. Of course, we do get all the sub flavors that a lot of people mention sure. in Arabica. It's just mm-hmm. that it's different. It's different. It's not the same. Now, having this historical part from some of the members' families in this area, naturally, you know, we've gone there for a lot of times in that area. Just like, I mean, them growing up, I'm the token immigrant, so I was adopted into the fold. But even me, like before this whole project started, for years I used to go to my friend's father's house or his grandfather's
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
So once we started the project, you know, we landed on coffee. Coffee has a lot of prestige in Panama. We all love coffee.
Oh, absolutely.
So mm-hmm. we don't really want to let that reputation down. So we're like, okay, what if we grab all the care that we see that all the coffee producers in Chiriquí, because they take so much care of their coffee. They're very tight. They're very attentive of everything that's going on. So we're like, okay, let's see what happens if we do it with Robusta.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very careful at, first of all, what plants we buy. It wasn't just buying any coffee plant. Making sure it's a certified plant, everything makes sense, how much, because we preserved a lot of, like, just the natural forestation
right.
in our farm. So, like just like a fourth in each one, which is a very big amount. And it's not just about money, it's also about preserving. It's about going somewhere beautiful, making the place beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we tried it out, and evidently we do have a cup that's very different from what Robusta is.
Because you're doing something, if you like, so different, because everybody's talking about geisha. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, because I've always liked coffee, and it was Jamaican Blue Mountain used to be the coffee. And of course, that has shifted. I mean, that has done for quite a while. Well, Panama is very well known now for its coffee. So you've got your geishas and like you said, your Arabic and what's the rest of the industry think of you playing around with Robusta? What's they doing?
We've had great reception. So Luis can expand on that.
All right.
Well, we actually, early this year, we went to Greece to World of Coffee.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, we were with the Panama delegation.
Mm-hmm.
So we were trying all this kind of coffee and learning about more about the coffee and about the business.
Mm-hmm.
And what surprised us is two things. First of all, Panama has great coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Even our not known coffee is mm-hmm. extremely good when you contrast it with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, people were impressed that we were producing Robusta here in Panama. We don't have that. We're not known for that.
Right.
We're known for the Panama geisha.
Exactly.
But people are getting to know that Panama have other coffees. And it's the terroir from Panama that makes the great difference. What we have found right now is that our lands are in the middle center of the Panama Republic. So we have mm-hmm. around 8 or 7 microclimates
mm-hmm.
that blessed us and give this kind of complexity to the coffee,
mm-hmm.
to a Canefra or a Robusta that's not usually known. So that has been something that people have been falling in love, not only from Panama, but mm-hmm. also from other parts of the world. So we're trying just to develop and keep the expectations high.
So you're dealing with a coffee which, you know, is not possibly known or relatively known, I would assume, for its sort of high acclaim. But how is your treatment of the coffee that makes it different?
Okay, what makes it different is it starts not only with the land itself,
mm-hmm.
but we made some preparations. We studied some of the land,
mm-hmm.
so we know what the plant's requirements are, and we develop our own, what we call it, fertilizers.
Right, yeah.
Our fertilizers mm-hmm. are designed for our coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been working in hand with that. We have an establishment plan. We have a yearly developed plan that we were very strict about how it should be treated, the plant, when it gets their foliar fertilization, when mm-hmm. the lands get fertilized, when you have to make some cuttings, mm-hmm. and when you have to keep it clean.
Right.
So even the amount of water that they receive, we are very meticulous with those regards,
mm-hmm.
in order so we can have them develop. Also, we divide, even in each state, we divide it by lots,
mm-hmm.
and each lot has their own particularity.
Okay.
We have found some minerals also in the state that have been helping us
mm-hmm.
with this kind of a flavor profile.
Oh, okay. So, interesting. Copper?
Yeah. Well, actually...
I think I've seen when you grow it. It's a big place. We're talking with Julio and with Luis and Hiram's over there. You're busy. we're going to take a music break and we'll be right back. Van Halen and Dance the Night Away. Louise was asking me, one of them was asking. Julio, you were asking me about Van Halen. Do we have Van Halen?
Of course, and I'm very thankful that you put some on.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
This is a radio program. I've got most of it. 70,000 tracks of music.
Wow.
So, and if I haven't got it, I find it. So. Anyway, listen, we're talking with Julio, we're talking with Louise, and Hiram's here. You can chirp in and, you know, if you want to say anything about the numbers. Or I mean, this is an interesting one. This is all, by the way, to do with Kiva Estate coffee. And it's becoming quite a young man's thing, isn't it, coffee now?
Yeah, actually, it is. You know, some of the things that have been getting some surprise around here in Panama is how young people are getting into this kind of
mm-hmm.
business.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not only a trend, it is a setting around mm-hmm. the world. people are more interested in drinking coffee. Yeah. And the experience that coffee brings,
mm-hmm.
just like we were mentioning earlier, just like wine,
mm-hmm.
it is there are some experience that we're trying to develop, and it's so cool and so great that young people are getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Younger people are looking more bold flavors, mm-hmm. are looking like the next frontier in coffee. What mm-hmm. could coffee do? And that's something that we have in mind. We always have in mind. We actually develop three processes. I think I haven't mentioned that. We have a honey process that is just the more regular one. That's the one that we're used to taste from our grandparents.
Right.
That's what brings us this nostalgic event. We have the natural. That's more like a regular drinker, more chocolatey notes, more mm-hmm. regular, more a little bit floral, but just what it is. And we have our innovation process that this year is the ASD. And this is one is for the younger people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're trying to push the boundaries of the coffee. And it is so great, so gratifying when you give this ASD process or you give this kind of conifera to people and people say, this isn't robusta. Are you joking, right? And I'm like, no, just wait a minute, wait a minute, and you will feel it in the caffeine. And they will like, whoa, this is robusta. This is incredible. Well, so that's something that we always love to try to push the boundaries and to see what we can have.
And tell me, from the consumer point of view, I mean, you go through all this trouble to produce your coffee and make it, etc. But how is we, the consumer, in preparing the coffee? I mean, I often wonder because I've got a couple of machines out there that, you know, the easy capsule type machine. Is, you know, by doing it like this, is this the way we get the best out of the coffee? How can the consumer screw up all your work?
Well, there's a lot of ways that you can say, but first of all, coffee is what you love.
Sure.
So we only give you some guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to expect from it. If you want it more light, or do you want it more mm-hmm. bold,
mm-hmm.
that's up to you. That's something that you will have to experiment. That's the beauty about coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You can say it also as any drinks like beer or wine. That's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. You start drinking with something, and then you will push a little bit. You go with another variety. You go a different type of coffee. Mm-hmm. You keep trying until you find what you like or what you love.
Mm-hmm.
As Julio was saying, he drinks two types of coffee a day.
Sure.
I do it myself.
Sure.
And depends on the mood. Like, mm-hmm. in the morning, if I need, I like a pick-me-up, and it's something that just starts the engine flowing, I'll go with mostly with the natural. I'll go with a Kiva State Natural, and that will set me up for the day. But if I want to relax or it's like a rainy day, maybe I will go for something like a little bit more like the ASD. Mm-hmm. That is like a little funkier, a little different, and it will set the tone down for the rest of the evening.
Which reminds me of a little story, because when I was up in Boston not so long ago, and Starbucks
mm-hmm.
are doing a coffee with CD, whatever it is, marijuana. It is.
With CBD?
Yeah. It's cool.
Hey.
I mean, a big advert in the shop window, you know. Starbucks with CD, and I thought, well, you know, how natural is that? Have you tried that one yet?
I haven't tried that one. That would be an experiment. That would be a delightful experiment.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah. That would get you going for the rest of the day.
Well, we'll have to try it with the Kiva State coffee, because this kind of coffee, the Robusta or Conifera, you have almost three times the caffeine.
Okay.
So imagine that.
Yeah.
You have three times the caffeine and CBD to slow you down. That's going to be like a roller coaster.
Yeah, well,
it's going to be amazing. I'm up for that.
The first thing I do when I get up is I sort of go to the kitchen and get my capsule, and I have my first espresso for the day. And then, of course, we have this one, which is on the go. This is just your Duran consumer coffee, which is fine.
We don't judge. We don't judge.
No. It's fine. It's good. I like it. And
at the end of the day, coffee is very subjective.
Mm-hmm.
People have their like traditions at home. Some people, they like their traditional coffee machine. Some people they're going to go for a drip method. Mm-hmm. I think you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different methods, but at the end of the day, one thing that we have noticed and that I've seen this evolution in Panama, because my interest for coffee started way before we had this project. And I remember at first it was you had to really move, and usually all the way to Chiriquí, to really experience the best of the coffee, you know, like to have it more accessible. Because, I mean, it was always here in the city,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't as abundant as it's now. And the consumer, and I include myself here, has been getting considerably more educated, and they're hungry. They're hungry not just for coffee, but for different methods to understand what's going on, to get the most out of their coffee. So, I mean, at the end of the day, there is a market for our coffee. Some people want that coffee.
Sure, absolutely.
And you can have it in whatever method you want. Maybe, I don't know, a mocha pot, it gets the exact kind of coffee you like. At the end of the day, that's subjective, and that's a very personal thing, and you kind of have to respect that.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you've got so many choices out there. I mean, if you go to the Nespresso shop in there, I mean, you see how many different types that they've got with different flavors, but that's the fun, isn't it? Experiment.
Yes. And it's very exciting going to all these coffee shops today. That we have in the city, because there's so many methods that you can ask.
Mm-hmm.
They're very detailed. They really, the baristas really know what's going on with the flavor profile and why they do everything. So it's not just going for coffee now. It's an experience. It's an experience. It's an
mm-hmm.
education. Even just reading the menu, you're going to be like, wow, I can get that from these different types of coffees. I can get these flavors. And you might even like have difficulty selecting which one you want, because you want so many with so many interesting profiles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, as we're saying, like as an example, we also have our preference with the methods that we use. I love a method called Oria. It is a flat bottom base, and I think it's pretty awesome for the type of coffee that what I expect more sweeter coffees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I use. I think, Julio, you're a French press favorite, right?
French press in the morning, because it's convenient, because I got a huge French press. So
it's
just convenient, because I make it for me and my wife while we're cooking for my
French
son.
French press, is that the one where you push
the. But that's just convenient, because, you know, I throw the coffee in there, I wait 4 minutes, and, you know, meanwhile, I'm cooking for my son and getting the whole day ready before I take him to school. And so for me, it's a convenience one, but I do like it. I do like it. A lot of people don't like it, but I like it personally. But if I have time, I have my origami, and I do the drip method, and I'm more careful, and I have a different grinder for that.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it could also be convenience. Convenience and, you know, how much time you have or what you want out of the coffee.
Yeah, it's funny, because I bought a new machine. The other way, I had the Dolce Gusto Nesca.
Okay.
But then recently I sort of wanted to do more with the variation, because you're a little bit restricted with the Dolce Gusto. And so I bought one called L-O-R. The machine is made by Philips. But they make their own capsules. And they're big capsules. So you can have a big coffee.
Yeah, kind of like the Keurig one.
Uh-huh, you can make a big one. And I tell you, some of them knock your socks off. And of course, it also is compatible with the Nespresso ones, the little ones. And it automatically knows which one you put in and does it. Because I'm lazy.
It is convenient.
Well, thank you very much. I know why you're the compliment. Yes, it's convenient.
Yeah, it's just convenience. For us, it's just like, for me, I love the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the ritual. It's the time when you take out the coffee, you measure it, you grind it to the setting.
Mm-hmm.
You're just developing in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I put some music, and I look like crazy people because I have my headphones on, and I'm just filtering my coffee. It takes me around 10 minutes, but it's my time.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for me,
absolutely.
And it requires concentration.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's my time. So I use it wisely, and that... And depending on the mood, I choose my coffee, I choose my method.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of work, if you think about it. But what we're trying to develop is something that people doesn't have to do all that work and be more convenient. And you know that you will have a consistent cup of coffee every time.
Okay,
That will be the best.
This is where I spend my time. Hardly ever leave the room. I say, well, we're going to take another quick piece of music. When we come back, we're going to tell you where you can get Kiva Estate coffee. So hang around. Katie Lang and Black Coffee. We were just talking here about all the different ways of making coffee. It could take up a whole kitchen. It's what we were just saying. It's like wine. How you have your coffee is what you like best. What pleases you. Now, Kiva Estate. Where can people get Kiva Estate? Oh, you can't. Okay.
we're trying to get into more accessible areas. Right now, if you want to have the Kiva Estate, this kind of coffees, we have our honey or natural or ASD, you can contact us.
Mm-hmm.
And we will make all the arrangements necessary to deliver it to you. But if you wanted to also taste it in a coffee shop, we have Mentiritas Blancas. They have the Kiva Estate coffee.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they can filter you or prepare you as you want. Ah, also, that's in Panama. If you're in Cocle, La Pintada Cafe.
Okay.
They're like on the Interamericana, right on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try them also. You can try the coffee. Those are the mostly the coffee shops that if you were in a rush or you want a commercial coffee or you want a professional barista, you can have it there, but if you want to make your experience at home, you can contact us and we'll deliver.
Okay.
Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram.
Okay.
At Kiva Estate.
Right. Nice. We're going to put all that info on our website as well today, and Yasmin's no doubt already working on the social media over there. So
thank you very much.
So where do you go from here? What's next for Kiva Estate? I mean, because of the mad scientist. I mean, what you got?
Okay. Thank you. Well, what is happening is, like, right now we're trying to develop some new process.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned earlier, our orange one is called innovation, because we're always trying to create new process.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to develop, right now we have four new process
mm-hmm.
for our coffee, and then we're trying to just use one that will be something new mm-hmm. for the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the consumer also, the modern consumer also wants something that be changing, that will be evolving, and coffee is evolving all the time.
Sure.
So we need to mm-hmm. evolve too.
Excellent.
So we're having this kind of process. We'll send you some samples when we have it.
Oh, anytime. Yes, please do. I'll be a test dummy. Dummy, definitely.
No, worry. I'm going to show you that you will like it.
I know I will. I'm sure I will. But congratulations. So how long is it since you sort of started with your coffee making?
2018.
April 2018. Yeah. And how long, once you start and you plant your coffee bushes, how long does it take before they actually produce fruit for you?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah. Around 3 years.
Yeah. It's not too long.
No, but I mean, like, to be honest, we missed the window to buy and plant the...
Mm-hmm.
The coffee plants the first year, and it was absolutely the best thing that happened to us, because it gave us a whole year to re-educate ourselves and get absolutely the best plants we could.
Mm-hmm. And does the problems we're having right now with rain, is that affecting you guys
at
all?
No, we're very fortunate. Just like in Tutiki, they have a lot of microclimates.
Mm-hmm.
We have
mm-hmm.
one of our own. And, you know, when the country dries and you drive cross-country, everything looks
mm-hmm.
beige, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the benefit that that we don't get that much affected. Like, we have, like, streams over here.
Okay.
They say,
mm-hmm.
Ojo de Agua. We have streams that they've never gone dry.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
wonderful.
Water there.
Mm-hmm.
We have water there. We've been very fortunate that there's been some sort of consistent rain, maybe not heavy all the time. Either way, you don't want too much rain.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been very fortunate with where the farm is located.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up. Keep telling us all about it. So, Luis, Julio, Hiram, he's the quiet one, isn't he? Look, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it. And do keep in touch with us. And the mad scientist, as you develop your... this guy. As you develop your new ideas, come and let us know. All right?
Sure, I'll still do.
All right, there we go. Go and check it out. We'll have the info on our website today. Kiva Estate, look out for it. And, we'll keep you in touch as well. That's brought us to the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, we got it for you again.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night. From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night. From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night. From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night.
Summertime and I'm caught in the feeling. Getting high and I'm up on the ceiling. I don't know what you're doing in New York. All I know is you ain't on my bedroom floor. I'm seeing you undressed in my room, but it's just a memory, a fantasy. Are you in your house? Are you going out? Are you going crazy like me? From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night, I try to forget about you, baby, and I try when I think of you as someone.
Two in a row, Shakira and The Day and The Time, and that was following on from Zara Larsson and All The Time. See, time's everywhere. Well, when you just thought your day couldn't get any better...
That's not what you said before.
I was being polite.
You said it couldn't get any worse.
I was being polite.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning, yes. I could do my thing, but I'd have to stand in the other room. Good morning. I have to stand. Yeah, you'd like it if I'd stand in the other room. Lala and I could sing to you.
Yes, that would be really nice. And don't forget to take Lala when you go.
I'm good at releasing animals into the wild.
Yes, I noticed.
I didn't mean to do that with your wife's turtles. They
how can two turtles escape? They don't even know how to use a shovel.
They got out from under the cage, and I think they heard the water calling, and they crawled to freedom. And because, remember, the mountain across from my house is called...
Were you flushing the toilet at the time?
No, I wasn't doing that. The mountain across from my house is called Tortuga. And the mountain called to them and said, come to me.
Come to me. Bali.
Bali high. We'll find you. Don't give up your day job, please.
Oh, I don't intend to.
Don't do night jobs. And don't do
I singing. Told you. I'm the guy who runs a mile with services. Hey, let's do karaoke. Whoosh.
The fastest man out of the room.
So anyway, how's your mom doing?
Right now, she's doing pretty good. My sister said the funniest thing the other day. She goes, they send her out in an ambulance, but she keeps coming back. I was like, oh my God, Renee, did you really be saying that? But, you know, she goes out in an ambulance and she comes back and she just doesn't stop. So she got me thinking. I was just telling Yaz and Jerry on the break that my great-grandparents all lived into their 90s. On the German side, in the 90-92. On the Scottish side, 90 and 94.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm afraid I've got a long time ahead of me. I better start drinking heavier and smoking.
Sure. My mother lived till she was, 92 when she passed. And, you know, her whiskey was important, her chocolate was important. She never, and you, why should you, you know, it's like people now, you're 74, well, you better start not doing this and not doing this. Look, I'm 74, for heaven's sake, now is the time
now
to
is
do
exactly
it.
That. You know, that's what I said to my sister. I said, my dad wants to eat chocolate or if he wants to eat a candy bar, let him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she says, oh, but he's pre-diabetic. I said, Renee, he's pre-diabetic at 90. Even if he becomes diabetic at 92, 90, I said, let him enjoy the small things in his life.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, he's a big fan now. I got him hooked on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Now I send him all these engineering things because my dad is a Mr. Fix-It on everything. He can do, used to in the old days, he could fix literally anything. So I send him all these great little things that you see on Instagram, and he writes back. He goes, I could have done that if I was 24. Oh. 50 years younger. Oh, yeah, Dad, that's right. You could have.
And we've got a couple of Rowena and Phil up there in Denver, in Colorado. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, listeners, and Ingrid. So good to hear Ingrid in studio. Come on now, don't encourage
me. Hey, thank you. Hey, Colorado, man, I've been seeing some hefty snowdrops out there. They must be up to their earlobes by now in snow.
You know, they had a lot of snow in England, too.
I saw that.
Yeah, they had a state of emergency up north, but that's probably just because of people up north.
Well, in Scotland, we got information because I still have family over there, and
right. They
have had some of the worst flooding and whatnot, but, hey, you know, nothing like having snow, especially for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. I mean, Christmas is lovely when you do. I mean, even living in England, you know, the getting a white Christmas was hit and miss. You know. But, no, it makes, you know, and all these postcards with snow on them.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Growing up in Ohio, my parents would allow us to go outside and play in the snow, and there was one bad, bad winter of 78 where the blizzard came, and school was closed for like 4 or 6 weeks. And we had to use snowmobiles to go grocery shopping because your cars couldn't get through the road.
Uh-huh.
It was so cold and the snow was so deep that the firemen came to our house. They had heard we had ski jumpsuits, and they came to borrow them because our jumpsuits were warmer than their suits.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of fun with that, with the Christmas and being cold and missing school was the best part.
Yeah, missing school was fun.
Yeah, not like it's missing school in pandemic fun. That's a different.
No, that's different. And, and like here in Panama, missing school because the teachers are on strike.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's do what we can to get those teachers back to work and get those kids educated. That's the key to the world, is education.
Renee and Rick. Hi, Ingrid.
Hi, Renee. Hi, Rick.
And
hi, Rowena.
Well, Marina did say, you know, after my comment, she did say, it's good to hear you in the studio. This week.
Whoops. Hey, I don't get to get into the studio that often, and when I do, it's always a pleasure. And Yaz, I just love your hair. She looks gorgeous. And you, my darling, Dapper Dan, you are just charming, as beautiful as ever.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh.
Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree hits U.S. number one 65 years after its release.
Yeah, that came up in the feed.
Hey?
I seeing her song come up and hitting the top of the charts, I was very impressed.
How incredible is that? See, the old ones are the best ones, you see.
Well, what was it I was hearing a couple of weeks ago that they had last year, the woke didn't want to hear Baby It's Cold Outside, and yet they compared the lyrics to Baby It's Cold Outside to the lyrics of the one of the hip-hop songs that was top 10. It's like, I couldn't even say it on the air. The title is so nasty.
Oh, no.
I'm going to eat my beep. I want you to eat my beep. And then I want you to spank a beep and beep. And on it, on and on it went. And it's like, how could you be against Baby It's Cold Outside and then yet vote number one some song that has a lot of what I find unpopular words in their lyrics?
Do you remember Je t'aime?
Je t'aime?
Je t'aime. BBC banned that one.
Well, and what about Donna Summer? The I Love to Love You Baby, where she has 17 supposedly orgasms on air, or on the record. I love to love you, baby. Ah, oi, what she
oi,
has.
Oi. There's children listening, for heaven's sake.
Tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, set off with bottles of party. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
There we go, that's it, number one in the US is a number one Christmas song. And that's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Now you're asking, I'm going to check because you're saying, is Brenda Lee still?
Is she still, you know, when she first recorded this 65 years ago, I don't think I was alive yet.
Yeah, but she was.
She was.
Yeah, well, she was definitely alive.
She was
when
definitely.
When she made the record, she was alive.
Is she alive still?
And she is dead.
Oh.
She won't get royalties for that one.
No, but her family might.
Yeah, okay. That's nice.
There's some good royalties to be had.
She died at the age of 78 on the 11th of December. Oh, no, that's when she was born. It didn't say when. She's alive.
She is still. Oh, congratulations.
Oh, there we go. She looks very young there. Doesn't
well,
she?
That picture is probably.
No, she is.
From
she's
the 60s.
She's still with us. Oh,
bless
that's good.
Heart.
Yeah. She's 78. Well, that's not old.
No, I mean. I don't
Careful.
Want to ask Tom. I almost said something. I didn't quite yet. I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about your age for just a moment.
And we got one of our listeners saying, rated our breakfast show this morning.
The heavy breathing does it every time.
That's how I laugh. Don't be so...
I don't want to know what sounds you make elsewhere. No.
No.
It's off the charts.
And it's off the menu.
You know, speaking of X-rated, I started watching an old HBO series, True Blood, that I never saw the entire series.
Uh-huh.
And now I understand why people were so attracted to it. They're screwing all the time.
It's what were they? Were they the carpenters or what?
Not quite. Vampires. They were vampires. I started watching that with the cook, and I said, you know, this is kind of weird that they just... Now I understand why it was so popular. It was all about the sex. Had nothing to do with being a vampire. Speaking of, hi there, cook. How you doing? How's Chelsea? I hope Chelsea can hear me. Here, girl. Here, girl. Come here. Come on. Who's your girl? Who's my little girl? Who's the last little girl? Oh, she's your boy, your boy. Don't you talk to your animals that way?
No, I don't.
How do you talk to Lala?
Oi.
Oi?
Quiet.
No wonder she screams at you. You don't give her sweet talk. You gotta give her sweet talk. I get sweet kisses from Chelsea.
Yeah. Are you one of these people that lets the dog lick your face?
Well, no. I have taught her to give sweet kisses where I say, give me a sweet kiss. And I give it right on her lips or on her little jowls, which are the softest things I've ever touched. It's divine. And she's learned not to lick. Because the cook doesn't like a licked face. She likes a smoochy face, so she gives the smoochy face to Chelsea.
Right.
Yeah, smoochy face.
Yes.
We went from being X-rated to now baby talk.
Smoochy, smoochy, smoochy.
This is a diverse show.
There's no end to the entertainment on this show, is there? No, there's no beginning either, really. We're going to take another piece of it. This comes from Change, and it's called Hold Tight. Hold Tight. And there we go. Hold tight from Change. And Ingrid wishes everybody goodbye. She's had to disappear off because she's got a business appointment at 10 o'clock and she doesn't want to be late. So anyway, it was nice to have her with us this morning. Probably nice to see Ingrid here in the studio. And she asked me to play a piece of record for us. So I'm going to sort of dig that out and play that a little bit later on. Here's one from Rudimental. Lay It All On Me.
All alone as you look through the door, nothing left to see. If it hurts and you can't take no more, lay it all on me. No, you don't have to keep it under lock. I will never let you down. And if you can't sustain all your uncertainty, baby, I can show you how. Let my love in, let my love in. Lay your heart on me. And if you're hurting, if you're hurting, lay it all on me. If you can lay it all.
There we go. That's to the cook. Yes, from Ingrid as she left the studio. Said, could we play that Shalimar and Night to Remember? 17 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. Let's see. Hang on. Hello, Yasmin.
Hello.
Hello. It's been a busy morning this morning.
Oh, yes.
Gonna have a lie down.
What fun.
It's, of course it was fun, yeah. Hey, very interesting about the coffee.
Oh, yes.
Enjoyed that, yeah. And we got some we got some coffee tea.
I'm going to try
Yeah.
That.
That's going to be nice, yeah. Mm. So, and also, nice for Ingrid popping in and saying hello.
Oh, yes, she's awesome.
It's been a fun week because we had Mary Lou pop in yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
That's December.
Hmm?
That's December,
yes,
you know.
Pop in time.
Yes.
Yes. Which is really nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
And nice of you to pop in as well.
No.
So tell me the saga of the car. When do you know when you're going to get it back? Or
hopefully today.
Oh really?
I hope so. I'm not sure. They haven't said anything.
Oh well.
Yesterday they said today they are going to put the piece because they already found it.
Oh, they found it. Oh, that's that's half the battle won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So yeah, that one's good. Is it? No, it's not. You've had it good time. How many years have you had that car? Remember when you got it?
2015.
Oh, okay. 2015, about the same time I got my one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. I love it. I love my car, so.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I love my car.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my parents, pain in the ass, but I still love it.
Now mine is like the perfect size just for us, Ian and, yeah. and me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all. Perfect.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have extra room soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for a little bit. Yeah.
You can rent it out. Anybody want to ride?
Oh, that's true. That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Travel with Yas. There you are. That was good. Uh-huh. We can do that. Travel with Yas. Come to work with. Go to work with Yas. There we go. And then if they're nice and interesting people, bring them up to the studio.
Exactly.
What do you got planned for today?
Well, today I have to do my nails.
Oh, gosh, well, there you go. Do you send them in or do they come and do it?
No, I have to go there.
It's like my mother, the dentist, used to send her teeth back when she needed them cleaned.
Oh.
They send them, put them in a box, send them
Really?
Off. Yeah, they'll be back. They'll be back in the week, dear, don't worry.
So funny. Oh.
God bless, she can't hit me now because she's no longer here.
Yeah, and after that, I have an event organized by La Casa de las Baterías. They're going to show like a new product they have.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Good. Because I've got two batteries you can take with you.
Oh, okay.
Because I need them changed. The two batteries from my... where is it going to be?
What?
Your event today.
It's at a restaurant.
In a restaurant, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they won't have any batteries with them there, I don't think. But no, seriously, if you get a chance to speak to somebody, I've got the two batteries out of the Trip Light UPS, and I need to replace them, but I haven't had a chance to get them. I'll give you the information.
Okay. I can ask them.
Yeah, and because apparently they do have all these kind of batteries, but to have a drive to go there to find out, because I went to their website, and there's... You know, it's interesting, but it doesn't tell you the products they carry.
Okay.
Well, we know they've got batteries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the other thing is I've got to remember where I put them.
Okay.
Yes, that'll be fun. You've got a reasonably busy day. I'm going to be... I've got to be at the hospital at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to make sure I get everything done. I've got to be there at 11:30 for a procedure... At 1 o'clock. Now, just for those of you listening, I can't. It depends whether I'm not sure whether I'm going to do a program tomorrow or not.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm feeling okay, I will definitely be doing it. If not, Call FM will be playing music.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll see how I feel. If I wear loose clothing, or I could wear none at all. Yes, you can wear a blindfold.
Yes. So tomorrow is going to be a surprise day.
Hit or miss day, I think. So, so we'll have to see. I won't miss a program unless I have to.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but this is going to keep me busy for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if I do a program tomorrow, just see if there won't be any local news or international news because I'm not going to have time.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll just be you, me, yes, and music.
Mm-hmm.
We could do karaoke, couldn't we? No, we couldn't.
Okay, that's all right.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, you too, and everybody.
It's nice. You get invited to a lot of events, don't you?
Yes, you know, right now, I mean, everything was closed before, so now they are trying to start everything again. So
yeah,
we'll see more events. And of course, because it's December, you know.
Mm-hmm.
More busy.
You must have a good job.
Oh, yes.
I must get one of those. All right, lad. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
I'll let you know later on what's happening. Well, I'm probably not going to know until tomorrow morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, because, you know, it depends on whether this is going to be painful or whatever. But just tell Isaac that it could be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can turn us on or turn us off.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. All right. Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Well, yeah, me too. I don't want to go. Leave me alone. All right, yes, take care.
Okay, bye.
Be back with you tomorrow, all being well.
Okay.
Cheers. go. Taking us out to this morning's program, Chris Rea and On the Beach. A great place to be. And that brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM. I'm going to go off, as I say, to be doing something else for the rest of the day. All being well, I will be back with you tomorrow morning. Might be a few changes to the program, but all being well, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. And let's say a big thank you to Hiram, to Julio, and to Louise from Kiva Estate Coffee. They came in to chat with us this morning. Very enjoyable. So we're going to have some info on our social media and on our website as well about that if you want to catch up on it. So big thanks then. Big thanks to Ingrid, not just for her daily report today from the Everyday Story of Country Folk, but actually for popping in. She popped into the studio to see us in the last hour and have a little chat. So thanks to Ingrid. Thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all of our background work. And that's doing all our social media and bookings, etc., etc. And so if you want to do something with us, well, just get in touch with Yasmin, especially if you want to advertise. Why not? So anyway, big thanks to my co-producer, our co-producer, Neil, over there in the United Kingdom, the Boys and Girls Group of Garda, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. Back with you, all being well, at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So please, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please, please, please do it carefully. Why? Well, as you know, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.